is an established songwriter and publisher of Robert Sterling Music Publishing. And also joining me today is singer-songwriter Mike Izon. And he's here today, well, actually, they're both here today to talk about Summer Days Are Here, their new single. So welcome.
Thank you for having us, Christine. It's
a pleasure to see you.
Yeah, congratulations to both of you. Now, tell us behind it. Like, Bobby, let's start with you. You're the executive producer, writer, publisher. Is that correct?
That's correct. The song has a very interesting story. What happened was in 2018, I was going to do this song called Brown Sugar Girl. Yes. And we wrote it exclusively for Hawaii Five-O. So what had happened was I had one of my artists named Jeff James, and Jeff was going to do it with me. He was going to collaborate with me. I had the lyrics and the idea, and he was going to do the melody. And what ended up happening was Jeff just couldn't get it together. He just couldn't get the melody to match the lyrics. So after patiently waiting three to four months, I approached Mike on it. And within a half an hour, this amazing composer, singer, songwriter came up with a melody, and ad hoc, ergo propter hoc, we ended up getting the song on Magnum PI, which was unbelievable. So then what happened was I felt bad for Jeff because Jeff was really patient and he was frustrated. So I said, you know what, Jeff, next time around, I'm going to hit you up. We're going to do another song together. And this one is going to be called Summer Days. Mm-hmm. And he goes, fine. So what happened was Jeff and I started working during the pandemic. And then for some reason, he decided to take his kids to the Philippines in the middle of a pandemic. And that was the end of Jeff. So again, I knocked on the door to sort of Michael of Izon, and my goodness, he came up with a melody that was just so hooky and so perfect. And we ended up taking the song to Dave Tusserone, who's a multi-Grammy producer. And he and Mike have collaborated before because they did Brown Sugar Girl before. And it just came out fantastic.
Wow. I believe in things happen for a reason. That's a very interesting story. And yeah. So Mike, tell us about the song. Like what inspired you to, you know, to come up with, the song basically?
Well, I have a background in a long-term history of music theory. And me and Bobby were talking about certain chords that were more uplifting. So we didn't really have a lot of minor chords in the song. It was just we wanted to get the point across in the song as fast as possible and bring the energy and that feeling into the song as quickly as you can. So people, when they first hear that, they go, I already know what this song is about. And so when we came up with that melody, it was probably one of the coolest things because it started off from my phone and I did all this. I did a full entire track. It was like drums, bass, guitar and everything. And it was solid, man. Bobby knows when we first heard it, even I was like, hey, this is not that bad. And luckily we got somebody like Dave Tusserone, like Bobby said, and he went in and we moved all that stuff over to him and he just made it like icing on a cake. He made it look beautiful and sound amazing. And then he changed a bunch of different sound effects. And Dave Tusserone, I got a hand to the guy. I've had so vivid conversations about music theory and the song that we wanted to bring out all the best parts about it. And he was really a big factor in that. And it's just about trying to be in the summertime, you know, going out barbecuing, have a good time with family and just remembering what it's all about, especially coming out of this pandemic that we're coming out of, finally seeing some sunlight out of that cave. And we're getting to socialize with people and go out and have some more fun and go out to the beach and do it wherever we can. So that's what we try and want to make this song instill. I think the feeling gets across as best as we possibly could have made it.
Yes. And it's, you know, your mental health, right? I mean, it's like this pandemic has been hard on everyone, really.
For sure. Yeah. I believe that. I think that now, especially coming out of the pandemic, we see that, you know, socializing with people has been more intimate. When you talk to somebody, they care a little bit more, you know, they want to know actually what you're doing, and they'll actually go out and go to the things that we're trying to plan. So it's cool to see that more caring feature about people now.
I totally agree. You know, music to me is like the second religion, and it inspires people to do good things and to feel good. And I was, my biggest worry about this song was maybe it's just seasonal, but you know, Australia and New Zealand, their winter is our summertime. So it's got wings and it's got legs. So I think this could be a really, really big hit. And what other thing that really, really added magic to this whole mix was after we came up with the, I call it the Island Pop mix, which is what our video is about. I grew up in as a DJ in the 80s, and I had a formula working with music that was primarily composed by three producers out of the UK, Stock, Aiken, and Waterman. They had produced songs like Rick Astley, Together Forever, Never Gonna Give You Up. They did Bananarama's I Heard a Rumor and Venus. The Kylie Minogue's Step Back in Time, Locomotion, Donna Summer, This Time I Know It's For Real, ABC, Look of Love, and Dead or Alive. You Spin Me Round and Round. So these producers were my idols. And one of their engineers and remixers and sub-producers was a guy named Pete Hammond. And just out of the blue, I contacted a guy named Phil Harding, who was another engineer and producer for Stock Aiken, and he did a previous song called Am I Dreaming? So I hit Phil up to do this remix, and Phil had retired, and he said, why don't you let Pete do it? And I'm like, oh my God, you think he'll do it? And my gosh, Christine, they came up with such a melody and such a dance remix. I could see it in the clubs worldwide. So, you know, we've got a lot of energy and input and positivity in this song. And Mike's voice to me has been compared to, and Mike, don't blush, but this is what the feedback I'm getting. It's like a crossover between a Jason Mraz and a Bruno Mars, a la Mike Izon. And it is just, it's the hook, and how we started it off with the chorus just takes it off. It's a perfect advertising campaign for anything ranging from airlines to restaurants to cars. It's summer days are here again. We're back. COVID is going away, and here we are.
Yes, like in the dance clubs, right? Because you got the electronic version, and it's for all ages, really. It's we can relate to it, and I love the title. Summer days are here again. And what came up? How did you come up with the title?
Well, you know, back in the 20s and 30s, there was a song called Happy Days Are Here Again. And what happened was, I love titles. I like to take titles that no one else comes up with. So I researched, I was going back and forth with Summer Days. And then I said, wow, you know, Summer Days Are Here Again. This is a perfect anecdote to what we've been through. So I went diligently through the ASCAP and BMI and CSAC databases and found out there's not one song with this title ever composed or written. So with that being said, that's how it all started. And funny thing, there I was sitting in my backyard during the pandemic all by myself on the island of Molokai, population 7,000 people. And all of a sudden, these lyrics started coming in. Mondays are my fun days. Tuesdays are my cruise days. Wednesdays are my friends days. Because what did we all have during COVID? Time. So I wanted to remind people that time is valuable. Time is valuable. You know? So that's how it basically came to be, where we wanted that one title to reflect so many different doors and opportunities for people. And handing it to Mike was giving him the keys to the kingdom. He did such a great job on the melody. It was incredible.
I mean, I love the video. And I mean, yeah, it was just, you know, I watched it and I watch it over and over. It's really well done. And it was filmed in Hawaii, of course.
Yes, yes.
But where? Where in Hawaii?
It was filmed on the island of Oahu in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And the thing about this was I first hired Magnum PI's people to film it. And what happened was they were very much compliance with the state. And what they wanted, we had to take COVID tests, and the COVID tests were $150 a piece, and we had a cast of 30 people, so it was really difficult to get this orchestrated. So what happened was, my guy at Sight and Sound, the Magnum people, his name is Fi Branscombe. His father is a famous actor. His name is Branscombe Richmond, And what happened was he's been in everything from Renegade to he's producing this new movie coming out. And I can't say anything, but it's two big actors that were in Pulp Fiction. It's incredible. They've never been together in so long. So he came in and he said, look, I can't do this because we have to comply. However, if you do it at a residence, you'll be able to go to kind of circumvent and get through this kind of impediment and obstacle, as I call it. So what happened was there's a famous football star by the name of Chad Owens, and Valen, who was the producer, Valen Aho, went and contacted Chad, and we got to use his house, and it's in Hawaii Kai, right on the ocean, right on the water. The view of Diamond Head is spectacular. Mm-hmm. And talk about blessings, Christine. The day that the video was shot, Hawaii went into tier 4, which means we didn't have to do the COVID tests.
Yeah, so, that was huge.
It was incredible. Free reign.
Oh, wow. So how does it feel like to have this successful song?
Super cool. I mean, it's probably one of those situations where you walk around and someone hears a song about a couple of times, they already know the words. And that's very a rarity to find in itself. So for us to land on something like this is pretty cool. And the video came out so vividly, vividly perfect. I mean, so I can't ask for something better. So, yeah, it's pretty, pretty epic.
And the people that we had, we hired this choreographer with his dancers named Josh Hazmat. And Josh went and did a whole dance to it, which came out incredible. And then we ended up having, besides the choreographer, this director is so mega connected, and to rent a house like that and to get a house like what we had was I couldn't believe it. Cause who's going to rent out their house during COVID?
You know? Yeah.
Yes.
Incredible.
It happened. And I mean, so what are your plans next for, like, where can people buy it? Or, I mean, it's everywhere, right? But, you know, with social media, of course.
It's everywhere that you can digitally download and stream music. It's, we're working on a new video now where we're going to be doing the video to the dance version. And I'm actually meeting with the director tomorrow about that. So we really want that to blow up in the clubs, because Pete Hammond is a legend, and how he put that mix together with Mike's voice, it was incredible. I mean, we had Rob Bass samples in there, Hit It, Turn It Up, Let's Go. I mean, it's all the big samples that I picked that were the highlights of Stock Aitken and Waterman's work we included in the mix. And I'll tell you, I send it to people and they just can't believe that this came from Hawaii, you know, and, you know, it has a lot of legs. It went from New York to Hawaii, to the UK, to the world.
Yeah.
Yes. That's just wonderful. And, you know, I mean, so, again, you can get it everywhere, but there's like Spotify or
Apple. We just hired a promotional company in Canada called Megabuzz. Mm-hmm. So they're going to help us get it out there, and anybody that wants to join in on this, we're just more than happy, because the end result at the end of the day it's not about the money. It's not about the success or fame. What it is, it's about touching people's hearts and just making them feel good about life again. You know, we've, like I say, we've had 18 months of fire, brimstone, fear, and isolation and quarantine. And now we're coming out of our shell. And what better way is there to greet us at the door and lead us into another chapter in our lives and time is music and this song.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think it's a really good time for this song to be coming out and for the energy that it has. And even when I sing that song live at my gigs that I play here in Hawaii, it's super strong. It's very vivid when I sing it, and it takes a lot of energy to sing it too. But yeah, it almost takes everything of me. But yeah, it's a really powerful song. And I think it's one of those things that'll last. It could last for a long, long, hopefully forever. So, and I, you know, with the next couple months of what I got going on with a bunch of shows, I think it's going to have even better legs. So, as Bobby was saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, just everybody who was on the site, everybody who's been a part of this whole project, thank you. Because, I mean, it's been a very, very extremely stressful and a hard, hard project. But we've gotten through it, and we've gotten over that mountain hilltop. And now it just takes a little bit of groundwork and a little bit of shaking hands and talking to people and sharing it around online, which if anybody wants to follow me, you just follow me at Mike Eizon, that's MikeEizon. You put that in anywhere, you'll find my face.
Yes, and Bobby, is there anything else?
Mike just finished a promotion in Japan for a company called the British American Tobacco Company that makes vapes glow. So he did a huge Instagram promotion, and this was the theme of but it was like the first song that they used in the promotion of it. And, you know, again, Japan's going through some tough times right now with infections. And, you know, I don't know if they're still moving forward with the Olympics, but, you know, this is a perfect anecdote, again, for what we're going through. And it brings people together. And that's what it's all about. And I got to tell you, and I know I say this a lot, it's my mantra, but Christine, you are such an incredible host. You're gracious, you're eloquent, so professional in every way. I can't even tell you what a pleasure it is to work with you. And Mike is probably one of the best artists I've ever worked with. He's talented. He's a good-looking boy, as you can see, a man and boy compared to my age. And, you know, he can write. And, you know, I believe that. And my goal is to take an artist from Hawaii and make them a Grammy Award winning singer songwriter. And I think Mike could be the one, you know, and by bringing us all together, it's just a collection of just positive energy, good energy. And that's what we're all here for, to make the world a better place.
Yes. Oh, it's well said. And, you know, I want to thank you both for your time. You know, I really enjoy speaking to you both, and I'd like to do this again.
Please.
Yes. We're here. Sure.
We're here.
Get the word out, you know, about your song. Congratulations again. Thank you. It's needed, the song in this world right now. So thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you, Christine. You've been, like Bobby said, I can't say it any better than he did. You've been amazing. Appreciate you for having us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
And so, anything you need, just let us know. We're here. And,
yes.
You know, again, thank you. It leaves a nice warm feeling in my heart to work with people like you and like me. Well,
the same. And I'll be in touch soon. So,
okay, cool. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, and I appreciate you working on a Sunday. Oh my God! Woo. Thank you.
Hey, we all are. Look,
I know. I know, but it's a labor of love, you know. So anyway, way cool. Thank you again.
No problem. I'll be in touch soon. Okay.
You got it. Thanks. Aloha. Bye bye now.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Summer days are here again.
Yes.
See you.
Aloha. Aloha.
No. so everyone else kind of hype. Yeah. Switch.